USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced $3.2 billion to address what the Biden administration considers to be key causes of people rushing the U.S. border.
When we provide economic opportunity for people in Central America, we address an important driver of migration.
As illegal immigration residence in the United States has increased 10% since Biden took office, it should be noted this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles will be receiving low-level diplomats instead of leaders out of disrespect that Biden was not inclusive to all countries in the region. Convicted child killer Frank Atwood had argued that the state's death penalty procedures would violate his constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishment. Mr. Atwood was put to death last night for killing an 8-year-old Tucson girl in 1984. Atwood claimed innocence. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Federal prosecutors are pushing for R&B singer and convicted sex offender R. Kelly to sit in a prison for more than 25 years. He'll be sentenced June 29th. The January 6th committee have hired a television producer to sell their agenda to the American people.
Public congressional hearings on last year's Capitol attack are set to begin Thursday night. Several hearings will be scattered throughout June in prime time and during daytime hours. Democrats hired a former TV producer to help produce the hearings. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says the hearings taking place are unprecedented.
They are Nancy Pelosi's appointees, and everyone across America needs to know that. Every single member that was appointed by Kevin McCarthy is not on the committee. That's because Nancy Pelosi broke 200-plus years of precedent by not allowing the Republican minority leader to appoint members of a sitting committee.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
January 6th committee gets virtually no respect from conservatives. One of the men kicked off the January 6th committee by Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, told Newsmax overnight the goal of the January 6th show.
First time in 232 years, first time in the history of the Congress, of the House, that the minority leader has not been able to put on a select committee the individuals he or she selected. So that's the first thing. The second is, you mentioned it, we know what their goal is. Their goal is to get rid of the Electoral College and stop President Trump from running for office in 2024. That's their goal, and they're so focused on it. This thing is so partisan, as you pointed out, Grant. They went out and hired the former president of ABC News to choreograph this documentary, this production. And who's their first witness going to be? The documentarian who was embedded with this group. So, that sort of tells you everything you need to know about what this committee's objective really is and how truly partisan the whole operation is.
Micrometeoroid strikes are unavoidable in space. Between May 23rd and 25th, NASA's James Webb Space Telescope sustained an impact on one of its primary mirror segments. It has caused a minor flaw in data being sent back to Earth. As a result of this impact, a specialized team of engineers have been formed to look at ways to mitigate the effects of further micrometeoroid hits. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.